The Union government has decided to bring cryptocurrencies under a regulatory framework instead of banning them, two people with direct knowledge of the matter said, putting to rest fears of a China-like crackdown on such assets. And NBSP. Under the proposed law, cryptocurrency will be renamed crypto asset and brought under the regulatory ambit of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, the people said. And NBSP. Apprehensions about a ban led to a plunge in the value of cryptocurrencies traded on local exchanges. Following a government notification about the tabling of a bill on cryptos, Bitcoin fell more than 13% on the Indian exchange site, Wazer, while Shiba Inu and Dogecoin both dropped more than 15%. They, however, recovered some of their value. And NBSP. The government and SQO's plan to regulate and not ban cryptocurrencies was first reported by television channel NDTV. And NBSP. And SQO, categorizing crypto as an asset will ensure that there is no overlap between the digital currency that will be launched by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and crypto. All crypto exchanges will come under SEBI and SQO's regulatory ambit. Any violation could lead to monetary penalties ranging from 5 to 20 crore and imprisonment, Andrew Quo, said one of the two people cited above. And NBSP. Andrew Quo, the government is going to introduce the bill in Parliament in the third week of this session. This will be kept separate from the RBI and SQO's digital fiat bill, Andrew Quo, said the second person. And NBSP. This means that crypto transactions will need to pass through SEBI-registered platforms and exchanges. And NBSP. And SQO, there will be a cut-off date prescribed to ensure that all the current exchanges get registered with SEBI, and SQO, the first person added. And NBSP. Bringing crypto platforms under SEBI will ensure that only serious players are in the market, stemming the current phenomenon of mushrooming crypto platforms and potential scams. And NBSP. And SQO, regulating a trading platform is an indirect way to regulate a digital instrument. Instead of a complete prohibition, this will bring an organized market. However, the challenge will be to formulate and enforce cross-border KYC norms, investor protection mechanism, reporting and taxability to ensure the development of the crypto market for its evolving regulation, Andrew Quo, said Sumit Agrawal, founder, Reg Street Law Advisors and a former SEBI official. And NBSP. While this is a step forward, it does not come without its own set of challenges. SEBI was not keen to regulate crypto because it has no underlying assets. And NBSP. And Quo, how does one ensure settlement in the absence of an underlying question mark? And Quo, a SEBI official said, on condition of anonymity. And NBSP. Deepak Shenoy, founder of Capital Mind, an investment management firm, said that not all transactions are recorded on a blockchain. And NBSP. And Quo, there are only one, or a few, wallet addresses, which hold the coin, and customers buy/sell from each other, but that record is only maintained by the exchange. No regulator here. SEBI may have to create a mechanism such that every transaction and every wallet is kept separate with a centralized DMAT kind of store, so you might have a separate database that is more real-time to store coin ownership, Andrew Quo, Shenoy said. And NBSP. To prevent money laundering, the bill will ensure that certain provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, are also applied. And NBSP. A senior crypto industry official said, Andled Quo, my personal view still remains that a single regulator cannot be the right approach. The future anyway is not about the trading of assets. It is beyond that, such as NFT*S&M-, where would they fit in? There are a lot of people, including us, hinting towards SEBI being the regulator, Andrew Quo, he said. And NBSP. Answering a question relating to cryptocurrencies in the Rajya Sabha on the 30th of November, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the bill would be introduced after cabinet approval. And NBSP. And Quo, this is a risky area and not in a complete regulatory framework. No decision was taken on banning its advisements. Steps are taken to create awareness through RBI and SEBI. The government will soon introduce a bill, and requo, she added. And NBSP. Artie Singh contributed to the story. And NBSP,